In 1996, Meep Geese came to Boise to plant a tree in memory of her friend, Anne Frank. She was 80 years old at the time. Later, the only Anne Frank Memorial in the United States was built on that exact same spot. And thanks to a new miniseries, many people are just now learning about the heroism of a young geese and how she and her husband hid Anne Frank and her family as the Nazis took control of Amsterdam. It's called A Small Light, and our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, found out more. Let's take a listen.
Joan Rader is here, co-executive producer and co-writer, and of course we know her and her husband, Tony Phelan, for the phenomenal successes that are Grey's Anatomy and Fire Country and Madam Secretary and so much more. But for now, let's talk about A Small Light. Meep Geese, my goodness, what an amazing lens to look through for this story. Talk to me about the spark, the idea of doing this.
My husband, Tony, and I, who are the co-creators of this show, were in Amsterdam with our family, our children, about 7 years ago. And we were going through the Anne Frank Museum. And this fact jumped out at us that Meep was this very young woman when she started working for Otto Frank. And we were with our son, who was about the same age. And I started to imagine what would happen if his boss asked him to help hide him from the Nazis. You know, Meep said yes right away to Otto Frank. What she ended up doing, you know, she was heroic.
Medicine.
Whatever you need.
Finish, please. What I'm asking you to do is dangerous. Don't answer right away. You need to take your time.
No, I don't. I don't.
I think that she didn't start off having any idea what she was saying yes to, right? I think she just said yes, but then, you know, she had to keep saying yes. And I wanted to, you know, tell the very human story of what that yes meant. There were probably days where she felt frightened and scared and wondering what she had gotten herself into. You know, that was the sort of aha moment of looking at my son. Like, I know my son and I know he would do the right thing, but I also know the myriad of emotions he would feel about it. And sometimes I think historical characters are painted with this very sort of heroic brush. And I feel like for a modern audience to relate and to sort of be able to put themselves in somebody's shoes, you know, it's nice to show the humanity, to show all the colors. So we wanted to kind of tell Meep's story, but without the cobwebs and the historical import, just to show the person.
The first couple of episodes, the first episode in particular, put me back on my heels because of it was funny and romantic. Knowing what the backdrop was, but indeed, I mean, here's Meep Geese, this young 20-something firecracker, right?
In interviews, you know, so first of all, Meep is the person who, after the Franks were arrested, she found the diary. Mm-hmm. And up in the annex, she was told not to go back up there by the Nazis. She went up anyway. She saw Anne's diary laying on the floor. She knew how important it was to Anne. She collected it and put it in a file cabinet for when Anne returned. Now, we know Anne didn't return. And on the day Otto Frank found out definitively that his girls had died in Bergen-Belsen, she got that diary out of her file cabinet and she brought it to Otto Frank. And she said, this is the legacy of your daughter, Anne. So Meep became the sort of steward and the ambassador for Anne Frank after Otto died. So there's many interviews of her when she's older. But at one point, she was a young woman. She was, when she was hiding the Franks, it was the first year of her marriage. She liked to party. She liked to dance. She had a sense of humor. She had a real passion, a vivacity.
You know what your problem is? You don't have a sense of humor. Because what I just said was really funny. And the reason I ditched you is because you were being pompous and you were lecturing me like I was stupid.
I was nervous. And this girl appeared. Didn't think you were stupid. thought you were out of my league.
Oh.
And so we thought it was important to show that. Also, the people in the annex and the people who were hiding them didn't know the ending. We have to remember, they were hiding for 2 years. And then liberation happened. I think they had every reason to believe they would survive this thing. We said to the actors, don't play the end. Play the hope. Play the moments of joy, because I'm certain they existed. We wrote this during pandemic, and humor was a way we got through that very scary time. So I have to imagine that these lively, vivacious people didn't suddenly become serious and dark. They continued with hope and with life and with love, believing that an end to this terrible time would come.
A year ago in Sun Valley, I was fortunate to host a 90-minute event with Liev Schreiber, and he is cast as Otto Frank here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, his casting, it is a, for lack of a better phrase, a supporting role. If possible, it elevates A Small Light even more.
Everything we tell in this story is through Meep's perspective, right? We don't go up into the annex unless Meep goes up into the annex. But what we learned that first time we went to the museum is that while Meep started as Otto Frank's employee, right? There were different ages, different classes. They ended up, after the war, Otto ended up living with Meep and her husband Jan for 7 years.
Wow.
So that tells you a lot, right? That tells you that they became family. And so that was also the arc of the show, the scenes between Meep and Otto, and how these two very different people found connection.
I'm curious how the rest of the world will be seeing A Small Light. We know how we're going to be accessing it at Disney Plus and Hulu and Nat Geo. How will the rest of the world see A Small Light?
On the home screen. I mean, yep. Disney Plus, you know, they have such a wide audience and such reach that I think A Small Light is being translated into 39 languages. It will be shown in 155 countries on their Disney Plus affiliate or you know, their version of Disney Plus.
How thrilling. So you have been traveling a bit in preparation of the launch. Talk to me about some of the conversations you've had in all the different places you've been.
Sure. We premiered, fittingly, in Amsterdam, mm-hmm. Which is where this took place, in a theater that Meep and Jan used to attend.
Wow.
And it felt surreal. A lot of people from the Anne Frank house, some members of Meep's family were there. It felt like an important and wonderful place to premiere it. We were nervous. You know, we wanted the people who share this history at the Anne Frank Museum every day. We wanted, and I suppose, their stamp of approval. We wanted them to like it. And they did. Their feeling is that Anne's story and the people who hid Anne and the people who hid with Anne, that really happened. They were real people, and their mission is to remember them well and to keep their story alive. I think that A Small Light will be a piece of doing that.
I have to give you the opportunity to gush a little bit about Belle Pauly. Indeed, she's one of the best actors of her generation, but this is a career changer.
It really is. Belle Pauly is phenomenal as Meep. We wanted to cast somebody who instantly felt relatable, and Belle just has this relatability. I don't know any other way to say it. She's just like real people.
Right.
And Meep, an important part of the story is that Meep was an ordinary person. You're an ordinary person. I'm an ordinary person. An ordinary person could do this. And Belle really got that. She's just luminous. You know, she's got these big eyes. Meep was 4'11", sort of a tiny little firecracker. And Belle is also little. So she just fit the brief perfectly, and she's wonderful.
How exciting for you this month. Your inbox must be blowing up.
Yes, I'm getting a lot of love.
For all the right reasons, and it's a small light on Disney Plus, Nat Geo, and Hulu. And for goodness sakes, have as much family around you as possible when you do.
Yeah, we really think it's a great show to watch with your family, to spark conversations. I watched it with my daughter, who kept turning to me saying, "Did this really happen?" And I kept saying, "Yes, it really happened. Tell all your friends. People need to know this story."
That was Joan Rader, co-writer and producer of the new miniseries, A Small Light, speaking with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. The mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR Network.